Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast 303 East Main Street in Carnegie Sound Color Studios. Trish Smith with us. Trish, who do we have today?
Today we have Olivia Traney. She is an improv artist from Pittsburgh. She is also a actress, comedian, dancer, writer, and teaches improv as well.
Nice.
And then we also have Mike Greer, the guitarist from Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. What's up, guys?
Hey. Hello.
Excellent.
How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good. Woo!
Today.
So happy to be here, guys.
Happy to have you.
Yeah.
Happy to have
welcome,
you.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, me too.
It's very considerate of you to join us. I want to start off by talking about a little bit something that's been bothering me almost daily now is inconsiderate people and their tendencies. You guys have at one point worked in an office building, I'm sure you have, where you had to take an elevator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember the time where you're within the window of 4 minutes of being late, and all you have to do is get to your floor, right? And your floor might be the sixth floor, it might be the eighth floor. You get in the elevator, and there's a guy, he's got his coffee, he's got his Starbucks, and he presses fucking two. He presses two. That's one flight of stairs. One flight of stairs. That's elevator etiquette, and it's inconsiderate. It's an inconsiderate behavior.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, I get that. Especially if all he's carrying is a cup of coffee, too. I mean, I can see if you're carrying a box of stuff, you know, when you open the door, but...
No.
Just a coffee? Come on.
It's inconsiderate.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm lazy, and I will do that, but I'll ride up with the person, and then I'll wait to go back down to my thing.
See, that's nice.
But I admit that I'm being lazy, and I'll just, like... I'll ride it up, and then when it gets back to my floor. But if I'm in a hurry, I'll run up the steps. But, you know, some mornings you're just feeling lazy, so I understand it. But also, you have to
But it's like you just scream in your mind. Like, how can you not walk up one flight of stairs?
I think I'm the inconsiderate person that you're talking about. But I think of it this way. I think of it as, like, we take turns of being inconsiderate. It's like, all right, this is my turn.
It's a trade-off, right?
You'll be inconsiderate another day. So will you.
Yeah,
we'll just
of course.
Right. Keep
everyone gets a turn.
Yeah.
But maybe but again, one flight of stairs. Come on.
There's
we all need to get our steps
come
in.
Come on,
too.
Get,
we
them.
Do.
Get in there.
You've got Fitbits. Use them, you know?
Use those.
Another thing is unreasonable requests. This has been going on daily for me for over 4 weeks now, but I've been getting absolutely unreasonable requests. Like, for instance, somebody would ask me for a giant production of a commercial or film that's just, it's beyond the realms of science to complete within, you know, a 20-minute period. And it's unreasonable. Like, well, why not? And they just don't understand, you know, what goes on behind editing, rendering, and all these things like that. And it'd almost be I never would. But if I would fire off, you know, a Facebook message to Trish, and I never would because she's a game day player, and I said, listen, hey, Trish, I need at least 20 minutes of A-list fucking comedic banter for next Sunday, and I needed it fucking yesterday, I wouldn't do that. I would say, you know, just can you do a little research? I wouldn't do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And unreasonable requests?
I used to work at a grocery store.
Ooh, do tell.
And there'd be moments, days whenever we're just, like, not just our store would be out of this food, like, the entire region would be out of this food. And the customers would be so angry. And
olive loaf.
Just, how could you not? And we're like, listen, farming, you know, water. This place didn't have it. We can't magically make water happen in other places.
At least you didn't run out of Uncle Charlie's.
Yeah, What is Uncle Charlie's? What is it?
Uncle Charlie's.
Local sausage king.
Yeah, I was on the same page as her as not knowing that.
Okay.
You don't know Uncle Charlie.
No.
Uncle Charlie's sausage. It's a well-known thing.
He's the Abe Froman of Pittsburgh.
He is. Oh,
need to
man.
Learn about the
Uncle
meats.
Chuck.
Mm-hmm. And it's the funniest commercial because it has all these weird dual meanings and It's Uncle Charlie's sausage, like, brings to mind some sort of bizarre incestuous union that's flowing down from the Appalachians. I don't know. Mike, unreasonable requests.
Oh, yeah, I work in construction, so I do a lot of home remodeling.
Ooh.
And people complain about the dust and all the stuff in their house. I mean, you can't.
Now, can't you do something about this?
Yeah, can't you keep the dust down? I mean, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. It's like you pull up their carpet and the dust that's underneath their carpet that's been there since they built the house. And how am I supposed to get rid of it?
You're like, oh, yes, ma'am. Hold on a second while we live in the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
Just give me a second here.
Like, ma'am, this is your crap on the ground.
Yeah.
This is you.
This is your dirt.
This is what you've done.
You must have brought this with you because...
You're just dirty, man. What's all this dirt flying around you for, man?
This was never here before you came.
Yeah.
Why? Why? We're not paying you.
Just got like a permanent dust bunny falling here.
I get that stuff shipped in from Mexico.
Mexico?
Mexican dirt.
Oh.
Taking those American dirt jobs.
Taking the dust jobs from our hardworking Americans. All right, right back after this with more stuff.
There, and I'm waiting back.
Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street, Carnegie. That was Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. Mike, what did we just hear right there?
That was a song called Wedding Bed off of our new album, the self-titled Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys.
Awesome. And now, is that your first album? How many albums?
That is number one for this band.
Number one? Cool. How long have you guys been working on that?
Kind of embarrassed to say, about 3 years.
Why?
It's just been a problem of keeping the band together for that long. We'd have a rhythm section, and as soon as we'd get ready to go record, they would disappear from one reason or another. Either we fired them or they quit. Or
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. He's been known to steal a drummer,
abduct the drummer.
Cool. What are you, do you guys have music videos out?
Not anything professional. Just a couple live ones and some slideshows we put together. You can find a lot of that on our website, MickeyandTheSnakeOilBoys.com.
Oh, you have a .com?
Yes, we do.
Wow. Did not know that. I thought you're
not a lot of bands do these.
No,
everyone
no.
Just says, just find us on Facebook. And
yeah.
No, it's good to have a .com. I even have one, so.
You have a .com?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, you knew that. JustTrishSmith.com. So if you could describe your band, just like, I know it's hard to like classify genres, but like what would the mixture of genres be that is you guys?
I'd say country music that doesn't suck. a lot of southern rock. I was told not to use the P word.
You mean like the P word? Like what? Which P word?
You can bait me into saying it, are you?
I kind of want to know what P word too. But
those guys with the mohawks and everything.
Oh, I thought you.
All right.
I thought you were referring to female genitalia.
I knew we were going there, but I didn't know what the P word was.
Why is
got
why,
you.
Why was
got you?
You. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I was getting like a little bit of like rockabilly-ish vibes,
Yeah, so it's just like that.
I like that bands nowadays aren't just like one, like they're not like I'm country. It's just like a whole collection.
Experimental bluegrass. Experimental bluegrass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a twist. Hmm.
Have you, Olivia, had any experience in the bluegrass or the country rockabilly song creations?
I went to a country bar once.
Did you line dance?
Times. Yeah, I line danced.
Oh, wow.
I have line danced. I'm not a line dancer, but I wouldn't say that. I'm like a, well, what are you doing? Okay, I'll figure that out, whatever that is.
Always 2 steps behind.
Yeah. A lot of heel clicking happens. A lot of
is this true?
Toe stomping and toe twisting.
Like a Lucky Charms.
But yeah, that's all. That's really it.
But enough that you could like create a scene of that for us if we asked you to do that with improv.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I could probably twang out a tuner. So about just anything. We're sitting here having a podcast.
There you go.
Chilling with some folks.
I'm gonna cue up some music for that. Yeah.
Don't cry any bit at all. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get poked.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wow.
The P word.
Did you just use the P word?
No.
That P word. All the P words. Awesome. So how did you get into improv?
I always loved comedy growing up, and I started doing stand-up first, and I know a lot of comedians that are the ones that I like a lot had a lot of improv experience, like Tina Fey, Steve Carell, and Mike Nichol, he's a director. He started off doing improv. So I just thought, you know what, if you want to do this, you better learn something about this. So that's what I'm doing right now. I've been doing improv for about 3 years, and it's a lot of fun. It's freeing. It allows you to use your mind and not be afraid of it. Sometimes our minds are our worst enemy, so improv's one of those things that allows you to make friends with your mind and like know and trust it more. So I appreciate that a lot. And there's a bunch of weird people that are in the Pittsburgh community now. There's such a growing world of short form.
It is.
Long
it's
form.
A burgeoning scene, and it has groundswell beyond any other subgroup, you know?
Yeah.
It's so big right now, and it's getting bigger, and I love that.
Yeah.
And I love the whole encompassing effect that everybody knows everybody because of it, and I think that's really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think that's awesome. I went to, like, the show last week, and I saw you perform there, and now I get to hang out with you. Last week, we talked with Cora.
We did.
Yep. I saw her there, yeah. And I'm really good friends with Missy Marino, so, like, it just, like, now I know all of you guys, and it's, like, even more fun to watch you guys perform knowing you. Like,
yeah.
At first, it's like, whoa, these people are amazing, and then you get to know you, and then it's just, like, even... It's just more awesome.
It's really awesome. You know, Missy. Missy was my coach whenever I first started doing musical improv. Okay. And she's on Baby Grand, which is such a great...
Yes.
One of the best... I'd say the best duo team for music improv in the whole city. I would say in Pennsylvania... The world. I would say the world, damn it.
I agree.
I think so.
They're the ones that even got me into it. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have even started going to the shows if it wasn't for them. So
Connor. Awesome. Connor and Missy are a great duo.
Yep.
They complement each other so well.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break here, and then we're going to come back with a little dark side of the news with Trish Smith right after this.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is a foregone conclusion that we live in uncertain times. There's so much uncertainty around us, and we don't know what's coming up around the corner. Why not take a break from your day with a psychic reading from one of our sponsors? At AskNow.com, only two out of 100 psychics who apply are selected, and they are the best of the best. If you call 844-428-1578 and mention that you heard it here on Steel Plaza Podcast, you can use our special offer, and that's $10 for a full 15-minute reading. Give them a call today, 844-428-1578, and mention you heard it here on the Steel Plaza Podcast. Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street in Carnegie from Sound Color Studios. Trish Smith, Dark Side of the News, what do we got?
Hello, hello. So, I got tagged in this post on Facebook a couple times this week, and then I looked into it, and it was really, really weird. So, apparently witches are planning to cast spells until Donald Trump is no longer the president. They're gathering around the world.
Really?
Around the world.
A coven of witches.
It's every coven, apparently. Like,
all the covens.
All of them.
Super coven.
Which I don't think that they would be using the internet, but this is a thing, and I've been tagged in it a lot. I don't know why people think I'm a witch. I'm definitely not a witch, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, what do you guys think about that? Like, it just... The first spell was supposed to be cast yesterday, I believe.
Did it work?
Yeah, last night it was supposed to be cast.
Last night.
Really?
And then
so you're aware of this?
I know. I've seen many posts.
Were you involved in this casting?
No, I considered it, though.
I did, too, because so many people tagged me, but I will never cast.
You're not really supposed to do evil things to other people.
No.
It's like one of the main things of... I research a lot of spiritual things.
Yeah.
And
that's great, because one of our sponsors are psychics.
Continue. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was, like, one of my notes is, like, I do believe in that stuff, but... I would never cast a spell, but like for like people to like, I don't know if it's now like a new thing or if like it's just the way I look, but like people ask me once a month at least if I'm a witch, and I don't know if that's like socially acceptable now. Or
you're not like,
wearing
a pointed hat though, you know?
No,
what I mean?
I don't get it either. But like, I respect that there is that spiritual
is
world,
that your
but
out
like.
The
I do actually have a broom out there.
Got time to lean, you got time to clean. Yep.
Maybe that's where people get that idea from.
You do have really nice alphabet nails, though, right now, that are sparkly and awesome.
I think the whole idea of speaking things into being exists. I do believe that, because that's happened for me on multiple occasions in really weird, superfluous ways. I was talking the other day to a friend of mine, and I call him a friend. I don't know if I even should call him a friend. He's my worst critic. I'll say to him, "Hey, did you listen to the show?" He's like, "No, I didn't even listen to it." I'm like, "Can you listen to it and tell me what you think?" He's like, "All right, yeah, pull it up. So he'll listen to it and then he'll insult me. So he's like my insultant instead of a consultant. But anyway, so I was talking to him about the burgeoning scene in Branson, Missouri, and how weird that is. And the next thing you know, on the TV, a commercial for fucking Branson, Missouri came on. So speaking things into being, I don't know. What do you think? Yeah.
I definitely believe in it. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've made things happen that way. Not, like, saying, I'm rich because he got it. But, like, no. Like, also, if you think about something a million times, like, it's more bound to happen. Like, in, like, a friendship or a relationship, if you're scared of something, I found this, I say it, like, it ends up, like, kind of happening, whether, but I'm trying to prevent it by from happening by saying it, but then it puts it in people's heads.
Right.
And so it, like, kind of ends up happening. Yeah. But, like, you shouldn't keep your fears, like, to yourself or anything, but, like, it does, I do feel like that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Way too often.
Witchy. That's true. My, in college, my best...
Making bad things happen for yourself.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it can also work in the positive way, but, like, I had, you probably realize it more when it's negative than when it's positive, just because that's how
I have a positive manifestation. Manifesting story.
Yes. Okay, do tell.
It's not about me. It's about my best friend in college. All day, she was at her work study, and she just wanted cupcakes. That's all she wanted. And she was researching cupcakes, different
like
images
cakes.
Of cupcakes,
no.
And, like, just wanting them. And she even, like, texted me and was like, oh, I would really love cupcakes. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. She goes to her dorm room that night, and there are cupcakes on her front, like, outside of her door. She's like, did you do this? I was like, no, I did not do this. This is totally crazy. Turns out one of our other friends was just at this cupcake place and was like, you know what? I think Katie would really like this a lot. And so she just brought it to the door.
Wow.
And Katie was like, what is going on? I was like, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like today. You know, I woke up and I said, I'm going to kill somebody if I don't have a donut. And then next thing you know, Olivia shows up with donuts and, you know, a life's been spared. You know?
The sweet fairy is helping all out.
It is. So what else we got?
Okay, so there was also, you know, I like the conversations about dogs, but...
Love them.
So, also, this goes along with everything else we're saying, like, putting blame on other people, being inconsiderate. So, some guy is blaming his dog for shooting his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Blaming his dog
Apparently, his dog jumped up on the nightstand, and the gun went off and shot the girlfriend. And she was sleeping, so she doesn't actually know if the dog did it or not. But I'm pretty sure the guy probably did it, and he's just like, yep, dog did it. Don't know what I wasn't there.
That dog knew what it was doing.
But, like, first off, why is your gun loaded and sitting next to your bed to the point that the safety's not on or whatever? But also, you cannot blame your dog for it.
Well, maybe the dog was saying, hey, more food for me.
The dog paws, though. Like, no dog paw can, like, look at your fingers. Like, no paw can...
No.
The dog's on the roof with, like, a high-powered sniper rifle. He's like, I'm taking the shot.
He's like, I'm doing it. But, like, I don't know. Like, I blame my dog for stuff just to be funny. Like, my mom's like... Who left this dish on the floor? And I'm like, the dog did it.
They're
or, like,
who
something.
Farted?
But, like, yeah, dog did it. But, like, to be, like, to the police, dog shot my girlfriend. But then she wakes up and she's like, yeah, I don't know. I was sleeping.
And the police are like, well, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah, sorry. I guess no lawsuit here.
All right. You have a nice day, sir.
But, I mean, I guess it's better than the dog biting her, because then they're not going to be like, yo, this dog's dangerous. So
was the dog bitter and then shot her? It would show intent.
Yeah,
you know? So
they would find someone.
I just hope it wasn't a pit bull. They already got it bad enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like see the images or anything.
I hope it was
the
a
pit bull. Holds gun and aims it and shoots. Oh man,
new cartoon
so
idea.
Bad.
Come on, guys, go. All right, and then so I guess we can wrap up with this final one. Tonight's the Oscars.
Is it?
Right?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's tonight?
I don't think so.
Because I'm working a photo Sunday. Booth at yeah. like, yeah. But so, there's also the Razzie Awards. Did you guys know about that?
Like, Razzie Fresh?
No, they're like they like give bad movie awards out. And apparently it's been happening for 37 years and I didn't know about it.
Wow,
like,
me neither.
I'm more
now.
Interested in that one.
So, yeah, like, the main Razzie winners for this year were Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, that was terrible.
Hillary's America and Zoolander 2. But, like, the fact that there's, like, this happens every year, and someone's giving worst movie award, worst actor award, and people actually accept them. Like,
well, yeah, I mean,
it's like a punch in the gut award.
It would
yeah.
be, yeah, but like,
like
just weird.
Well, because you mentioned it, that Batman versus Superman was so stupid and way too long.
I mean, how many cuts towards somebody staring at somebody else do you need? Like, so many, we're staring, I'm staring at you, you're staring at me cuts.
Yeah, and it was like...
I'm doing that right now, but you guys can't see it because we're voices.
So, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, don't see it. Anyway, so the basis is that... All right, so Metropolis and the other city,
Gotham.
Right? Gotland, right?
There we go.
They're basically, like, right next to each other, and people don't really realize that unless you're in the comics.
Like,
so.
Philly and Pittsburgh.
Philly and Pittsburgh, right.
Right.
So the movie is revolves around Batman is mad that Superman broke his building. Like, you broke my building, I'm going to kill you. And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was like that for, what was it, 2.5 hours? Is that how long that was?
Batman is mad at Superman.
Yeah, Superman is like the godlike figure, and they are trying to pay... He's saving the world, but there's, like, casualties while he's saving the world, so people are like, who's going to hold him accountable? Kind of like in The Incredibles.
Gosh.
It was so stupid.
Yeah.
It was like 2.5 hours of my life I'll never get back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things you sit there and you're like, okay, something's going to happen, and nothing ever happens.
I feel like the new Underworld movie was like that, which I'm sad to say. But, like, the whole movie happened and her hair color changed. And then, like, guess what? There's going to be another one so you can see if she finds her daughter or not. Sorry if I just spoiled that, but, you know.
I said spoiler alert.
Wait for the next one. Yeah, you already said it, mm-hmm. So it's fine. But I did see Lego Batman on the Batman note. That was pretty good. I relate way too much to Batman, so, you know. Not just because I'm a bat, but...
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Michael, what do you have coming up in shows, recordings? What are you doing? Also, where can we find all your stuff online?
You can find most of everything we have at MickeyAndTheSnakeOilBoys.com. We're working on getting a store set up there. Next shows we have, we're not much until May. We'll be in Winchester, Indiana, and our next Pennsylvania gig is in Amity at Rinky Dink's Roadhouse.
Rinky Dink's Roadhouse.
It's like Jumbo's Clown Barn. You know, like, what is that? I mean...
Sounds like fun to me. Let's go.
Roadhouse.
Oh. Awesome. They have good food.
Oh.
My first time there.
Sounds like they have good food.
Olivia, what do you got going on?
I perform with Arcade Comedy Theater's improv team, Penny Arcade, and we perform every second and fourth Saturday at 1 p.m. at Arcade Comedy Theater. And I also produce musical Beta Stage, which is focusing towards experimental comedy. So if you have something that you're working on and you're not really quite sure where to put it or what's going on with it, you just want to do it and figure it out, that's what Beta Stage is for things that are in the beta stage of production or conception of an idea or funny sketch or something. And that's every second Saturday at 6 p.m., contact me for information about that. It's a lot of fun. Is there anything else?
How do we contact you?
I don't know. You can email me. Should I say my email?
If you want to, or I mean, maybe you have a Facebook or something.
Yeah. You can find me on Facebook under Olivia Grace Trainee, and then my email is oliviaggtrainee311@gmail.com.
And my social is... No, I'm just kidding.
And my tax returns are going.
I hope you did your taxes already. All right, so that wraps it up for this week's show. And as always, if you like what you heard in the intro and bumper music, go to The Wire Riots at Bandcamp.com as well as on Facebook. And don't forget to say hi to our sponsors, and we'll put that in the link in the show notes for the page. Trish Smith.
You guys can find me on Facebook, just Trish Smith-Lobat, or on all social media at BatTrishCrazy and on Funberg and 41 Tunes.
Until next time, keep it here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.